Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Angela Butler. I'm your host tonight. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us a very unique guest, a very inspirational guest, Miss Deborah Hall. How are you doing this afternoon, Miss Hall?
I'm doing well, doing very well. I'm excited, too.
I'm excited about having you.
Thank you.
We have some listeners tonight, so I'll be taking calls tonight. I'll be going to the keyboard. Ms. Hall, how did you get your start in the entertainment industry?
Oh, wow. I have always had a fascination and love for the entertainment industry. I can remember as far back when I was in the 6th and 7th grade, I followed the Jackson 5 like you wouldn't imagine. I cut out pictures from Ebony magazine, Jet magazine. I had my own little scrapbook. And from there, I've always been interested in how things work and what goes on behind the scenes and behind the cameras. And once I graduated high school and then went to college, I majored in journalism, actually at Florida A&M in Tallahassee. And I've always had a passion for working behind the scenes. We know that when we see people on television or in magazines or in the newspaper, there are people who work behind the scenes that help them prepare to go out before the public. And I always wanted to be that person or that go-to person that would work to help put those artists and entertainers in front of the public eye. It's just always been a passion. I guess I would have to say it's just a gift from God that I've been blessed with to be able to work with people in the entertainment industry to put them in places where ordinary people just can't get to on their own. So I would say I started maybe back when I was in the 7th grade, and my first professional job as a publicist came while I was in college. I wrote for the school newspaper, the FAMUN, and I was able to work with a very popular local DJ and radio station while I was there. I won't give the name, but working with that person at a local nightclub there and then with the people surrounding that person was very exciting. It was also very challenging as well, but I love the work. And from there, I've just developed a passion for it and continue with that and turn it into a career.
All right. So your educational background is that you did go to a university, and I believe you said in Tallahassee?
Yes, right there, Florida A&M University.
Oh,
I lived in Tallahassee for 12 years, actually. After I finished college, I stayed there. I worked for the state of Florida. I worked for the county. And while I had those jobs, some of which while I was still a student at Florida A&M, I still had my evening and weekend job where I worked for the local club, and my job was to get guests to come to the club on the weekend. I named the club because everybody probably knows
it.
A lot of people, the musical moon. Everybody knows the moon. And I worked with DJ Saxwell. DJ Saxwell, DJ Dimp. I didn't do that much work with DJ Ace, but I worked with Victor and what was back then 96.1, which was WHBX. And they had grown folks at the moon on Friday, I believe Saturday evenings, Friday and Saturday. It was Saturday evenings. And my job, I started as a volunteer as a production assistant with 96.1. And my job was to invite people and put their name on the guest list to come to the room for their happy hour and for the grown folks' night. You know, sometimes we had Joe Blewett to come. And then there was even a time when the station would broadcast live on cable access. So it was a lot of fun and very exciting. I got to work with a lot of wonderful people. I met a lot of people in the industry. And from there, when I moved back to West Palm Beach, which is where I'm from, that passion followed me. And so once I moved back to West Palm Beach, I pursued the same thing. I ended up at CBS Radio. And here we are.
CBS Radio, and here we are. All right.
Yeah.
You have had a very great career. I have to say, I was reading your bio and everything, and you've had a wonderful career. It's very dynamic. I just want to say that for myself. That's what I want to say.
Oh, thank you so much.
What is the name of your companies? And what do your
The name of the company that I have is called Next Level Productions, and it's called Productions with a Z, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-Z. I also own a gospel publication called the South Florida Gospel News. I actually had the South Florida Gospel News first, and then I started Next Level Production because what happened, I ended up doing a gospel show here at CBS Radio in West Palm Beach, and the gospel show was called Sunday Morning Inspirations, and I was a co-host of the local popular radio announcer by the name of the late, great Brother Sanford Ward. Through that outlet, again, I was able to work with a lot of people in the gospel and entertainment industry in general, and from there, I was able to expand what I was doing beyond the gospel market. And that's how I started Next Level Productions, because there were clients who I worked for that were not in the gospel industry but were in the entertainment industry that I still ended up doing work for that I couldn't put under the South Florida Gospel News because they were in a totally different market. So that's how I started Next Level Productions. And basically what Next Level Productions is, it's just mostly a web-based marketing and public relations company. And what we do, I do have a team of people that work with me. What we do is we promote our clients. We help our clients get interviews locally, nationally. We have worked with some international clients. We try to get them on television, radio interviews, in the newspaper, in magazines, and we also do a lot of web-based marketing, especially through Facebook and Twitter. You know, we've been busy.
You've been busy. You have been busy. All right, so you are a publicist. Okay.
Yes,
that's
I am.
One of your jobs. We're going to get to the other jobs. Okay. What are the names of the books that you have wrote? What are the names of your books?
Okay, well, the first book that I wrote is called The Thistle Mouth. And the books that I did, that I have written, have been self-published. I didn't put them on Amazon or anything like that. They were just things that I put together that I pretty much copied myself or printed myself, put it together, and pretty much gave away. Writing has always been a passion of mine. And I had a second publication that I was working on that I have not completed yet, but I was able to help a local author here by the name of Drew Hines, who has his own publishing company, who has published a number of books and will be publishing a memoir that my mother has written that I'm helping her to complete. So I have one book under my belt. I have maybe 10 that I've started and never finished. But one day I will get to them and get those books published and maybe sell them through Amazon so that people who are interested in learning more about me or sharing my life story where I might be able to inspire others, they can go out and get a copy of that book.
Well, you definitely have an inspirational story. As a woman, I can tell my listening audience that. So when those books come out, go out and buy those books, get those books. Did you enjoy working for CBS Radio?
Oh, I love working at CBS Radio. I still do some work with them, mostly community outreach work. There's a great friend, well, a couple of great friends that I have there by the name of Frisco, who does the hip hop station X102, and Money Q Green, who does the old school R&B, which is B106.3 FM. I've known them for nearly 10 years, and they've always been a big inspiration and a big help to me. Anything that I need from that station, I can always go to those people, and they always make a way for me or put me in the face of the right people there at the station. I do the public service announcements. I try to find persons in the community to come to the station, mostly grassroots organizations, to put them on the air and to let the listeners know what opportunities are available for the community. So I still have an outlet there. I do miss being on the radio on Sundays, but while I was there, it was such a blessing, and I had such a great time, and I'm so glad that I still have that professional working relationship with the people still at the station.
Oh, that is wonderful. So you were an on-air personality. You were an on-air on their personality. Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. What year did you work for the Super Bowl host committee?
I've been working with the National Football League and the Super Bowl host committee since 2007. Every year, there's a company that I did marketing and promotion for, and the owner of the company, his name is Derek McCray. He owns a barbecue business, and at the Super Bowl in Miami in 2007, he was voted the number one vendor at that Super Bowl. I did all of the marketing and promotion for that business. From there, his business took off, and he has been invited by the NFL to do not only every Super Bowl since 2007, he has also been invited to do private parties for the NFL. And they have an event that they do every year called the PNE, and that is the Players Network Exhibit. And what that is an event where the NFL invites businesses to come in, and for the NFL players who are interested in investing in different businesses, they have an opportunity to meet those business owners face-to-face. They can pick up samples of their products. They can talk with the business owners. And if they like, they have the opportunity to invest in those business. So through Derek McCray, I have been able to participate in every Super Bowl since 2007.
Okay. All right. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. You're a very busy woman. You're a very busy woman. We're going to take a small break, Ms. Deborah Hall. Listeners, we have with us this afternoon, Ms. Deborah Hall. We've got to pay some bills. And don't forget to tell the people that are advertising with Show Talk with Angela Butler that Angela Butler sent you. All right, listeners, just give me a minute. All right, listeners, my website is not working. I apologize for that. But we have with us tonight Ms. Deborah Hall. Listeners, don't forget to contact Doe Biden Cowan's Mortgage Investments, because this is who sponsors the show. That's Doe Biden Cowan's Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing needs. And tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, Joe Biden and Cowan's Mortgage Investments are hiring in the credit repair department. No phone calls about this job, please. And the number is 1-678-607-5092. 9-2. All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Ms. Deborah Hall. We're going to try to go to some promos at another time in the show. Ms. Hall,
yeah.
One of my questions would be, what was it like working for Tyler Perry?
Oh, it was wonderful. Mr. Perry has the most professional staff, some of the most professional people I've ever worked with. And I will say working as a publicist and working in promotions and marketing, you have to be very careful with the people that you work with. First of all, to make sure that you get paid for your work and get paid on time and make sure that you get paid for all of the work that you do. And I will say that Tyler Perry Studios, they pay on time, and they pay very well. And you don't have to ask for your money twice, I will say that. But in dealing with the cast members, the most professional and some of the nicest people that I have ever worked with.
Oh, okay. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. It's good to know that someone so famous is also so prompt and professional. Were you a publicist also for Janet Jackson, Miss Janet Jackson?
Right. That was back in 2006, I believe, 2007. And that was one of the last albums that she released. She actually had a photo shoot on South Beach, you know, in Miami on South Beach. And I was able to do some quick pickup work for her that weekend. And again, you know, call around to the professionals that I know that work in the media industry to see about getting her on at the last minute. And let me say about the media industry, if you're an entertainer, if you're a musician or whatever you do publicly and you want to get your recognition, you have to develop a great repertoire, a great relationship with your local media. I don't care who you are. If you don't have that great relationship with your media outlets, which is why most entertainers hire publicists to do all that work for them, nobody's going to know about your product because the media outlets could care less. Their first priority are their listeners and viewers, as you know, Angela, to make sure that you're giving them the best of what you have. And if you don't have that relationship with them, it's very difficult to get your product mentioned, to get airtime. So
yes.
I will say, again, you know, having that great relationship with my local media from Fort Pierce to Miami and even over in the Bahamas, I've developed a relationship with the media persons in the Bahamas. It's very important to have a relationship with your media outlets. If you don't have that relationship, then you should go out and hire a person like myself or another publicist who has that relationship with the media that will help you get your foot in the door.
All right. Listeners, we're going to try to play that promo again, and we're going to go to break.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweaver.
All right, listeners, you are listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us Ms. Deborah Hall. Deborah Hall is a publicist, among other things that she does, and you will find out what else she does as the show goes on, so don't tune out. Ms. Deborah Hall, is Dr. Bobby Jones an inspirational person to work with?
Yes, he is. One of the things that I love about Dr. Bobby Jones is that he believes in giving people a chance, especially as a lot of people probably know from watching him on BET for over 30 years. He believes in giving new artists an opportunity to get exposure. For myself, on a person who was brand new in the area, especially in gospel, Dwayne, and worked with me. The first weekend that I worked with him, he brought me on his show, which was being recorded in Fort Lauderdale for the Word Network, and brought me on for an interview. And that was so awesome. Here I am starting out in gospel, knowing little or nothing. And he brought me on to talk about the project that I was currently working on, how I had just started the South Florida Gospel News. And he's actually one of the readers of the South Florida Gospel News. So, yes, he is a big inspiration. And I've learned from him especially to always give back, to always, you know, for somebody who's starting out, nurture them, to try to help that person to keep from making some of the freshman mistakes that I made when I was starting. So he was an absolute blessing to me. And from that one weekend that I worked down there, you know, things just opened up and took off for me, and I am forever grateful to him for that. And another thing I do want to say about Dr. Jones, a very kind-hearted man, a very genuine man, and a people person. He loves people. And what he does for you from the kindness of his heart, not because he wants anything in return, but he is genuinely a nice man. And I just thank God for him. He was really a blessing to me.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. That is wonderful what you said about Dr. Bobby Jones. I've never met Dr. Bobby Jones, but from where I look for him and what I've read about him, he seems to be a very inspirational person, and I don't find it hard to believe that he's the type of person that you said he is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What is your position in government? Your position.
I work for the City of Riviera Beach in the Legislative Department for the Mayor and City Council. My work as a publicist helped me get this position with the City of Riviera Beach. Actually, they came looking for me, the person that I was hired by, because of the work that they've seen me do. A very interesting job, as you know, government is a very rewarding job. The best thing about the job for me is that we get to work closely with the people in the community. With private industry jobs, of course, you know, you're at work, you're at your desk, and a lot of jobs never allow you to have any contact with the public. What I do love about my position there in city government is it allows us to go out into the community. It allows us to help people. And there are a lot of people who come to the City of Riviera Beach who are seeking help. And one of the rewarding things is that we are actually able to assist people who are in need. And that's what city government is for anyway, is to help the people and to serve the people mostly. So I do enjoy working with the mayor. Mayor Thomas Masters is the mayor. I work for Judy Davis, who is the commissioner for District 2. There's also Don Pardo, Cedric Thomas, Shelby Lowe, and Billy Brooks, who is the chairperson for the City Commission. So it's a challenging yet very rewarding job in that we are able to deal with the community and help the people who are in need the most.
Yes, I'm counting three jobs here, so tell me if I'm right. You are a publicist consultant. Am I right? And a marketing specialist. You also work in government. Oh, my goodness, you have three jobs. Oh, Lord.
My day begins at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I end, you know, maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night. the publicist marketing part, that's what I do on my own, my stuff. The government, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I deal with strictly government. But prior to 10 a.m. is Next Level Productions in South Florida Gospel News. After 4 p.m. is Next Level Productions in South Florida Gospel News. I'm passionate about what I do, and I learn from watching people like Steve Harvey, who have worked for 30 or 40 years because they are passionate about their about what they do and burn the midnight oil, and in the end it pays off. It really does. It's very rewarding.
All right. Well, you have three jobs, and I think that is wonderful. Which job do you like the most?
Oh, wow. That is a tough question. Of course I'm going to say
I like.
Let me see. City government is great. South Florida Gospel News. I think I like the Gospel News the most. I think
okay.
So.
All right. Well, you're definitely blessed. You're definitely blessed. You're obviously a career woman, a very successful one there. Who or what inspires you?
Oh, wow. Who inspires me? I have to say, first and foremost, my mother, Mary Hall. My mom, in her professional career, was a dental assistant. She is married to a retired police officer. They raised six children together. My mother gave up her career to stay at home and to take care of her children. Now, what she did not give up on was her passion for writing. And as I said, she has a memoir that's going to be coming out in December of this year. And she's such an inspiration to me in that she never gave up on her dream. She just turned 72, and all this time she's had this dream of writing and publishing this book. And this year, it's going to happen.
All right. That's
who inspires me the most, my mom.
My stepdad turned 75 about 2 weekends ago. That's very inspirational. Your mother and you both are, to all women listening, and to me and too. You have a very inspirational family, and I think that's wonderful. Do you have a favorite gospel song or CD? Or do you just like them all?
Oh, boy. I will not say I like them all.
Okay.
See, with gospel radio announcers, see, we have to break that down into, you know, nationally and locally, because there are some awesome local groups here that I love, and I listen to their music all the time. Nationally, one of my favorite gospel artists is, I'll say Kurt Carr, and then up under that, Yolanda Adams, and then under that, Donnie McClurkin. Locally, there's a group here called the Remembrance Choir, and Pepe Hendricks, who is the president of the Florida Gospel Announcers Guild and the Palm Beach Gospel Announcers Guild, that's his group, and I love them. And they just have a single that hit the airwaves a couple of weeks ago. Now, then you can go into gospel hip-hop, and then you have, different types of genres of gospel music. But I would say, off the top of my head, those three or four are my favorite.
Okay. All right. What advice would you like to give to the listeners, especially the women, not trying to stereotype or leave anybody out, but women and men, but especially the women, what advice would you like to give to career women? Because you are a career woman. You have three jobs. You work. You have your own businesses. And you're very successful. So what advice can you give to the women who are out there working, trying to get there? What advice would you like to give to them or those who have already made it?
Well, I would give them the advice that somebody gave me. First of all, you have to pray. for what it is you want. You got to know what you want. You have to pray for it. And then what I learned that somebody else taught me is that you have to stay in your lane. Now, if you want to be a career woman and you want to be an accountant, and then that's what you go out and you stay in that lane and do the best that you can in that lane. Now, you can't switch off into somebody else's lane trying to do what they do. Do your own thing. Pray about it. Let God order your steps. And then, you know, it will just happen for you. That's what happened for me. I'm so grateful that I didn't have a lot of hardship, a lot of downfalls, a lot of troubles, you know, while I was trying to pursue my passion and career, that I did have the help and guidance of people that I was not taken advantage of, I don't think, by anybody. Now, I had some people that had me working and they didn't pay me, but there haven't been many. But I will say that I have been fortunate to have professional people who have worked and did not mind showing me the way, you know, to keep from making the mistakes that maybe they made in the past.
All right. Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. You have certainly said a lot, and you have definitely had a blessed life. I guess my next question would have to be, you mentioned Miss Yolanda Adams, the gospel singer. Did you ever work with Miss Yolanda Adams?
Yes, I did. I worked with her on two separate occasions. And, again, one of the nicest people that I've ever met. Actually, I've worked for her three times. And all of them were when she came to this area and maybe had a concert or she did a special dinner or something like that one time for a church here. And, again, a very sweet, genuine spirit and a person who is easy to work with. Now, in entertainment, as a lot of people know, you have your divas and you have people that are a little bit difficult to work with, but I will say that Miss Yolanda Adams was, again, one of the nicest people that I've had the pleasure of working with. Very compromising, very understanding. On one occasion when she was here for a concert, there was a small problem with staging and sound equipment, et cetera. But, you know, for her, she's like, hey, I'm just here to do my job, sing praises to God, and make the people who show up happy, and that was it. It wasn't a big deal to her. So,
okay.
A very nice lady to work with.
A very nice Miss Yolanda Adams, a very nice lady to work with. Okay, you have definitely left some very good advice for the listeners, and I'm not going to keep you much longer because I told you it'd be a 30-minute show, maybe a little more. I was just going to ask, do you have a website for the listeners can go to for those who want to get in, to leave you, to contact you or contact someone who works in your office?
Oh, sure, yeah.
A website where they can go and get information about you.
Okay.
Want you to be a publicist?
Oh, sure. I would love to. I love email now. They can email me all day.
They
can contact me for Next Level Productions. The website is D Next Level. It's DeNextLevel.com. DeNextLevel.com. And for the Gospel News, it's THESFGN.com. Or you can just put it in Google, South Florida Gospel News or Next Level Productions. And remember, when you spell productions, to put a Z on productions instead of an S.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought I lost you. I thought I lost the signal. All right. Okay, put a Z on productions. All right. Well, Ms. Hall, Ms. Deborah Hall, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate having you on the show, and I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show.
Angela, thank you. It has been my pleasure. And I hope that, tell everybody, oh, well, I guess they can hear me. Look me up on Facebook. It's Deborah Hall, D-E-B-R-A-H-H-A-L-L. I love Facebook, and I need some more Facebook friends. So please look me up on Facebook. You can find my website. You can send me a message on one of those two websites also.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, you heard her. She said she needs her Facebook friends to send her, if they like, they could send her a message on Facebook or utilize those websites. What was those websites again?
The Next Level. The Next Level, D-E-E-N-E-X-T-L-E-V-E-L. And the South Florida Gospel News is THESFGN.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Deborah Hall, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I really appreciate having you on the show, and I look forward to having you back one day.
Same here, Angela. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. All right, listeners. Have a good night. All right, listeners. We had with us tonight. Deborah Hall. Ms. Hall has worked with, has owned two businesses, plus she works in government. She has worked with the Super Bowl committee. She's worked with Tyler Perry, Janet Jackson, Bobby Jones, and she is a publicist. And she left her website information, and she said you could hit her up on Facebook or leave her a message on Facebook and, and get in contact with her that way. She's also worked with Dr. Bobby Jones, Rhonda Adams, and these are all very famous people. So it's obvious that she's very professional and does her job wonderfully well. So she's told you how you can get in touch with her. So for those of you who need a publicist, I encourage you to do so. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'd like to remind you not to forget that this show is sponsored by Dobine and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. Listeners, as I've said time and time again, listeners, don't forget to contact Dobine and Cowan's Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial financing needs. So contact them at 678-607-5092 and allow them to handle your commercial financing. Also, their website is http://.dobine.cowins.webs.com. And tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, let's not forget the event planner. We're going to play that again. And we'll be back. Okay, maybe not. Maybe we won't be playing that again. I was going to play the promo for the event planner, but also don't forget, Dobine and Cowan's Mortgage Investments are hiring in the credit repair department, so no phone calls about this job. And again, for your commercial finance needs, contact them at 678-607-5092. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.